And that was Big Black Delta with I Fucking Love You. Big news in the Big Black Delta camp, as Big Black Delta is going to be doing some summer tour dates with M83 and Jane's Addiction. So for more information, log on to BigBlackDelta.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with Angie from Redgrave. Let's get into some Everest and a new track with Raking Me Over the Coals. You could find them EverestBand.com.
Redgrave. This is a new song from our EP, National Act. This is Dick Boves.
We'll be right back.
just heard the song Dick Moves by Redgrave, and with me is Angie. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I went to your guys' website, redgravemusic.com, and there I was able to stream your debut EP, National Act, and I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. It was a good heavy sound coming from two people, and I want to know how you kind of did that.
Well, I play guitar backwards, so I have my low E string actually on the bottom of the guitar. And I do a lot of open tuning, so that gives us a really deep bassy sound for one. And number two, I play through multiple amps. One is a 410 Wagner, and the other one is a 210 cabinet with a Trainer head. And a Trainer head is a bass head. So that's what gives us the loud, thick sound that you hear. Sometimes we switch around, and lately I've just been playing through a Fender combo amp, which actually has a lot of girth to it. But I think it's unique because I play backwards and do open tunings, which is the sound that you're hearing on the record.
Were you a fan of Kurt Cobain and Jimi Hendrix? I know that they played that style that you were playing.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm a fan of theirs, but I'm not really sure if they actually flipped the guitar around or if they were playing left-handed guitars. I'm really not sure. But I just take a right-handed guitar and flip it over and play. So it's not left-handed guitar.
Yeah, on the 13th, you guys had your record release show, right? How was that experience for you?
It was great. Chicago is a super great place to be in a band. We had an awesome turnout, sold a lot of records, and we're on our way to play a couple shows out of town this weekend. So it was a great show.
Yeah, I was wondering if the name of your debut EP, National Act, if that has sparked any controversy with kind of like a name like that.
No, I mean not that I'm aware of. It's kind of funny how we named that song. We just didn't have a title for it, and Steven, my bandmate, is pretty good with coming up with catchy words and phrases and whatnot. So I don't know where he came up with that, but we just came up with it. He came up with it in the studio, and it just sounded so funny that it stuck. So, but no, I haven't really heard any backlash about it. It definitely attracts people's attention, so that's cool.
Yeah, speaking of your other bandmate, Steven, how intricate is he with you and your voice? Because you guys do a kind of a good balancing act of kind of maintaining the drums, but at the same time, like, your voice still gets through.
You know, he's just got a really specific style of playing, and that's why I wanted to be in a band with him. He's got a super great ear and really great rhythm, and just is super passionate about playing. He actually plays like several different instruments. So, I presented these songs to him knowing what kind of player he was. He's sensitive to what it is that I'm doing and works off of what I'm doing, not the other way around.
Yeah, it works out perfectly. Like, it's such a compliment, to both of you guys. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to hear more music from Redgrave. Here is actually one of my personal favorite songs. Here's Custom A. And we're going to have more with my guest, Angie, right here on The Playlist.
I want you all gone.
if you like what you're hearing, go to our website, redgravemusic.com.
And you're back on the playlist, and still with me is Angie from Redgrave, which you could find again at her website, redgravemusic.com. And I was noticing that there's a lot of interest in your band, but yet there's hardly any videos for any of your music out yet. Is that due to time constraints or something?
Yeah, we just haven't gotten there yet. It hasn't been that big priority. I tend to note the songs and practicing the songs that we already have. We're such a new band that the songs are the most important thing at this point. But that's not to say in the next couple months, after the record's been out for a while, we'll work on a video of some kind.
I'm very curious to see kind of if you guys are deeply involved with that process as far as maybe making sure that you're conveying the right message through video. Because sometimes, you know, you can let somebody else explore an idea and then it's totally not what the band wanted, you know?
Both Steven and I have lived in Chicago for a really long time, and we have a lot of really great people that surround us that are artistic creative people. So, you know, it would be really easy for us to go to someone in the community and say, hey, do you want to do a video, and give them full rein of whatever they wanted to do, and trust that, you know, the final product is going to be something that we'll be comfortable presenting to other people. But yeah, we just haven't gotten to that point yet. We've actually had a couple people offer to make videos for us, but my bandmate is also in Blue Man Group in Chicago. So, you know, it's really busy, time for him right now. But yeah, in the next couple months, we'll definitely be thinking more about videos.
That's cool that Steven is actually in the Blue Man Group. I saw the Blue Man Group, but the Vegas one, and that was such an amazing show. And the type of caliber of musician that plays with the Blue Man Group is phenomenal. I'm so glad to hear that. That really is a testament to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Steven plays like a couple different instruments, but with Blue Man Group, he's the zither player.
You know, when you recorded your demos and stuff like that, you took out all your furniture, right? And you replaced it all with recording equipment. Two things. What did you do with that furniture? Did you sell that?
That's a good question. I just put it in a storage unit across the street from my house.
and there it sits?
No, I've since moved. I've since moved apartments. But yeah, just having like a super sparse place was a really great way of not being distracted. The only thing that I was thinking about was writing the songs and getting the record done.
The second part to that question was, when you put all your recording equipment there, did you record analog? And I'm curious to see the transition of digital into vinyl, or if it was all analog.
None of it was analog, actually. I tend to do all of my demos on, well, I do all my demos on Pro Tools. So shortly after we started the band, I bought, a Mac computer and bought a couple mics and, just threw some stuff together haphazardly. And I love recording digital. It's so user-friendly. I'm not a very technical person at all. Studios are not my strong point. My bandmates more an understanding of that sort of side of things. I set up a Mac and used GarageBand, and it's just the best user-friendly, way of recording for me. So I think buying a Mac computer is probably one of the best investments I've ever made.
We're going to hear the final song, and this is going to be Taunt. Now, I didn't play my super ultra favorite, which is like M-Aid. Did I pronounce it?
It's pronounced Lick-Made, like the candy.
Lick-Made. Okay. Yeah, that is my favorite song, but I didn't want to play it because I wanted to get everybody to go to your Bandcamp, which I'm going to embed. I'm going to embed the entire album because I think just that song alone is worth buying the digital. And if you heard it on vinyl on the 12-inch, it's probably going to sound a gajillion times better. So I wanted to get everyone to go there because that song is just, I don't know. To me, that was, even though as much as I love Custom A that much, I don't know, Lick-A-Made was just, it was the standout track.
Well, thank you very much.
And the funny thing is I'm saying, okay, guys, we're out of here, but we're going to leave you now with Taunt, because that's what I'm doing. I'm taunting everybody to check out your guys' beautiful debut EP, National Act. Go check it out. And my guest has been Angie with Redgrave. Please catch her on her website, redgravemusic.com. Thank you so much.